I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The festival marking the end of Ramadan, Islam's holy month, begins today. Pakistan tightens security in light of militant attacks over the country's Western alliance. Interserve's Doug Van Bronckhorst says the heightened religious fervor can cause trouble for Christian groups because of the Western association. But he says it's an excellent time to pray for believers who live and work in the Muslim world.
Pray that the holiday will end peacefully. Included in that normal life can be the normal work of doing good in terms of the jobs that our people have and opportunities that they have to share their faith with friends and neighbors.
Next, a peaceful presidential election in Congo could mean good things for Christian relief and development work. The October 29th runoff election will be the first free election in 40 years, which could usher in regional peace. Nearly 4 million people have been killed in civil unrest since 1988, while 2 million are displaced. World Vision is encouraging people to sponsor a Hope Child, which will allow them to share love in Christ's name. Go to our website. And on a night when children in the United States will be on the streets in costume, Halloween will be a time for a huge evangelistic campaign. American Tract Society's Donna Skell says their goal for Halloween tract distribution is 4 million this year. But it's more than about distribution. Skell says last year, one family put their name and telephone number on the tract.
They got two different letters of thanks. One from someone who became a believer that night because of the track, and one from a Christian family that just appreciated them putting a gospel track in their daughter's bag.
There's still time to get involved. Go to our website to get connected. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on our broadcast today, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be delivered to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the left, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Greg Yoder.